You're listening to SBS News.
An extra 135 police officers armed with MK18 short-barreled rifles and trained to assess hostile threats and behaviour will be patrolling at Canberra and Brisbane airports over the holiday season. After initially being stationed at Brisbane and Canberra, additional squads will then be stationed in seven more airports over the next 18 months, accompanied by trained bomb detection dogs. Making the announcement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the highly trained officers will run towards dangerous incidents, not away from them. Mr. Morrison says the announcement does not reflect any change to the terror alert and risk level that's in place, which remains at probable.
But what it does recognise is an understanding of the new world which we all live in today. And I think all Australians understand there needs to be a heightened sense of security, particularly at places like airports, as we've seen in many other places of public gathering. This is common sense. This is understanding the world in which we live and trying to make sure that Australians and the travelling public from overseas and visitors are kept safe. And so I think the message here is that we are very much looking to continue to stay ahead of these issues.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton agreed the threat of terror had not diminished, adding, for whatever reasons, terrorists would always look at airports as a potential target. Mr. Dutton says it was only recently that Australia faced a threat at an airport.
It's only 2 years ago, as we know, where we had an incident where terrorists attempted to take an explosive device onto an aircraft destined for the Middle East. And if that A380 had have blown up, of course it would have been an absolute disaster.
Money for the gradual security boost was included in the federal budget earlier this year. The officers will eventually be stationed in all capital cities except Hobart, as well as airports in Cairns and the Gold Coast. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says the specialist capability will include 17 teams across Australia who are specialists in protection response training.
Our protection operation response team will be trained in rapid assessment, in hostile reconnaissance, and including the deployment of the short barrel rifle, which I want to reassure our community out there, our airport communities and people travelling through these airports, this is a positive step towards ensuring we have the capability to respond to any major incident.
The announcement is part of $107 million package to strengthen aviation security. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.